首先呢，向弟兄姊妹们道歉。
I would like to first start with an apology to the brothers and sisters.
因为昨天晚上呢，我没有看时间啊，所以就讲过头了。
Last night I did not pay attention to the time, so I went over.
所以今天晚上呢，我要把这个时间放在这里。
And so I will put the time right next to me here.
希望我不会再讲过头。
And I hope that I do not go over time again.
开头还是请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
To begin, let us read God's word together again.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们先读第十一节。
Let's first read verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行，行作万事的，照着他旨意一直所预定的。
Also, we have attained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
然后十三节和十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.Was given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory.
然后我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Next we'll turn to the Gospel of John chapter 14.
十六节和十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him.But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
第二十节
Verse 20.
到那日你们就知道我在父里面你们在我里面我也在你们里面
In that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you.
第十五章
Chapter 15.
第二十六节
Verse 26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me.
然后我们看一下加拉太书第五章。
Now we'll turn to Galatians chapter 5.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们最后看约翰一书。
Now we'll finally look at First John.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
二十七节和二十八节。
Verses 27 to 28.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面，小子们呐、啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候。在他面前也不至于惭愧。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and it's true and it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
我相信经过这几天过来,
I trust that these days that have gone by,
弟兄姊妹都很清楚,
brothers and sisters are clear on this.
神在时间当中,
that God in time,
他最大的工作,
his greatest work,
就是要得着教会,
it is to gain the church.
我们感谢神,
so we give thanks to God.
他把这件事情启示给他的众仆人。
That he revealed this work to his disciples.
他让我们看见。
And he allowed us to see.
在时间的开头。
That at the beginning of time.
神就做了一个完全的一个计划。
That God has set this complete plan.
为了教会做了一个完全的计划。
He has set this complete plan for the church.
然后经过时间的大圈。
And then through the circle of time.
最后回到这个根源的时候。
As it returns to the origin.
神就要得着一个完美的教会。
That God would gain a beautiful church.
是一点缺陷都没有的。
A perfect church without any blemish.
正像使徒保罗在以弗所书第五章所讲的一样。
And just as the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5,
神要主要得着一个荣耀的教会。
That God wants a glorious church.
是毫无玷污皱纹等类的病。
That it is holy without any blemish.
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
That it is holy and spotless.
那么圣经很清楚告诉我们，神当初的计划是怎样，最后的结局也是怎样。
And the Bible is very clear that what God's plan is at the beginning will be what it is at the end.
所以在源头神所定规的，在结尾的时候就是完美的出现。
So what it was at the beginning will be its perfection at the end.
我们知道，虽然经过这个时间的一个这么长时间的一个过程。
So even though it goes through this long length of time,
这中间满了仇敌的工作，
full of the works of the enemy,
又有我们这些败坏人的肉体的掺杂，
and also influenced by our worldly flesh,
我们一个时代一个时代过来，
then age after age,
我们看见地上的教会好像是从外面看非常的软弱。
Then from the outside, we see that the church seems very weak.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
神的工作至终到终点的时候, 是一个荣耀的教会出现。
But at the end of God's work, there will be a glorious church.
所以我们要相信神的话。
So we believe in God's word.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
我们知道历史历代都有很多爱神的人。
We know that in history past, there are many of those who love God.
他们也爱神的家。
And they love God's house.
在旧约时代中，你看以色列百姓中就很多热爱神家的人。
In the Old Testament, you see many Israelites who love the house of God.
他们对那个圣殿，他们里面有一个非常崇高的一种的思想。
And they have these lofty thoughts towards the temple of God.
因为他们觉得那是神的居所。
Because they believe that that was a dwelling place of God.
是神的百姓在那里敬拜神的地方。
And it is where the people of God go to worship him.
但是我们读旧约历史很清楚。
But when we read the history of the Old Testament.
那么以色列人屡次的失败，让神的殿也被毁坏。
Time and time again, the Israelites fail and a temple is destroyed.
特别在被掳的年间。
Especially when they were taken captive.
你看见那个以色列人的光景是多么的荒凉可怕。
You saw how desolate the condition was of the Israelites. But it's miraculous.
神在巴比伦，在加巴鲁的河边，神给以西结一个荣耀的看见。
But God, by the river Akibar, gives Ezekiel this heavenly vision.
在他的异象中间，
and in his vision,
他看见一座城。
He sees his holy city.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
那是神的圣城。
That is the holy city of God.
在他意象中看见的这座城，
and he sees this in his vision.
是非常的完美的，
and it is perfect.
神在那里用尺寸来测量，
And God there measures it.
没有一点点的尺寸是缺乏的。
And there is no lack in any of the measurements.
神给他看见一座完整的城。
God has shown him this complete city.
地上的耶路撒冷已被拆毁了。
That the earthly Jerusalem may be desolate.
但是在神心意中的耶路撒冷是完全的。
But the Jerusalem in God's will is perfection.
这个给以西结带来何等大的一个鼓舞和激励。
And this gave such a great encouragement to Ezekiel.
我们看见约翰到晚年的时候也是这样。
We see this is a saying with John, the Apostle John in his latter
years. 地上教会的光景已经非常荒凉。
The condition of the church at the time was desolate.
在头一个世纪还没有过去。
And not even at the passing of the first century.
我们看见启示录前三章讲到的那几个教会的光景已经是非常的荒凉。
We see that the churches described in the first three chapters of Revelation are so desolate.
有一天神把约翰带到座高大的山上。
But then God brings John to the top of the mountain.
在异象中让他看见那座圣城新耶路撒冷。
And he gives him the vision of this holy city, the New Jerusalem,
从天而降,
that descending from heaven,
充满了荣光,
full of light,
整座城都是珍珠宝石的,
and full of precious stones all over,
然后都是透明的,
and it is all transparent,
神的荣光充满在其中,
and God's glory is shown from forth.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神用他永远旨意中间, 他说要成就的那个教会,
God in his eternal purpose wants to build up the church.
鼓舞着那些在混乱中、在衰败中、在败坏中的那些爱主的圣徒们。
And that which encompasses all the love the saints that love the Lord despite their outward condition.
这是何等样的一个激励。
And what a great encouragement this is.
弟兄姊妹，我常常讲啊。
Brothers and sisters, I often say.
我从蒙召出来侍奉主。
After I was saved by grace and called to serve him, now it's only been already 50 years. And I see so many difficulties in the condition of the church. And so much desolation. Even till today, we see the condition of the church today all over, and it's so much desolation.
但是感谢神,
but we give thanks to God
神开我们的眼睛,
that God opens our eyes
让我们看见在时间终了的时候,
that he lets us see it that at the end of the time
神在原初所有的计划是一点没有亏损的,
that the plan that he has set from the beginning will come to fruition.
所以我常常讲啊,
so I often say
若是没有这样的看见,
if we do not see this
我们侍奉主 100个心都给你挥得光光的
Then 100 hearts will be unable to achieve it.
不要说你只有一个心
Not only if you just have one heart.
给你100个心都给你挥光光的
If you give 100 hearts, it'll be wasted away.
为什么在历史历代有那么多的爱主的弟兄姊妹
Why are there that there are so many people who love the Lord
他们在荒凉中
That in the desolation
在艰难的里面
That in the difficult times
仍旧奋战不休
That there's so much conflict around them.
不停地跟随主,
but yet they still follow after the Lord.
坚持到底,
and they endure to the end.
至死忠心,
and they fall to death.
为什么?
Why is it the case?
眼睛看见那个荣耀,
because they have seen the glory.
所以愿今天主借着他的灵也把这个荣耀能够放在我们的眼前。
So today, by the Spirit of God, may we also see this before us. So on our first night, we have said
在时间当中,
that in time,
地上的教会, 因为仇敌的工作, 因为人肉体的败坏, 充满艰难,
that because of the works of the enemy and man's flesh, there is so much difficulty
到处都是混乱,
today.
到处都是黑暗,
and there is chaos and darkness all over.
到处都是败坏的事情,
and there are so many things that are of corruption.
但是神也定了他的标准,
but God has set his standard.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神把基督的特性启示出来。
God has revealed the nature of Christ.
凡是不在生命中的,
and all that is not of this life,
凡是不是属灵的,
all that is not spiritual,
不是真实的,
all that is not real,
是虚假的,
all that are fake,
凡是属地的, 不是属天的,
that are of the world and not of heaven,
凡是只有时间性没有永远性质的
all that are temporal not eternal
这些事物全部都要淘汰
all these things will be eliminated
至终弟兄姊妹们神得做一座完美的城荣耀的教会
and in the end God will obtain this perfect city the perfect church
所以在这个过程的里面
and so in this process
能够持守主所托付的人是有福的
Those who are able to uphold this are blessed.
将来这个荣耀出现的时候，你会得主的奖赏的。
And though when the Lord appears, they will receive the reward.
如果我们今天不能遵守神的所要的这个情况，将来是极大的亏损。
And if we do not uphold these things, then in the end, they will be suffering of much loss.
保罗也讲，我们今天地上的工程要经过火的试炼。
And Paul says that today our works will go through the testing of fire.
只有金银宝石能够存留
Only the gold and precious stones will remain
所以草木禾秸通通要被烧毁
And all the hay and straw will be done away with
弟兄姊妹这一些金银宝石的性质
And so brothers and sisters the traits of these things that will remain
就是从基督出来的生命的属灵的属天的永远的
Are things that can come out of the life of Christare eternal, are heavenly, and are spiritual.
如果你牢记这四个点
if you remember these four points,
我们可以用这个作为一个标准来衡量一些情况
then we can use this as a plumb line to measure the standard.
让我们在今天这个混乱的教会的光景中
so today,
能够有一个分辨的力量
in this chaotic environment of the church, that we can have the ability to separate.
神的儿女实在需要有属灵的判别力
And the children of God need to have the spiritual discernment
非常重要
It is very important
今天我们糊里糊涂的如果不懂得很多事情你很难分辨
Today we are so mindless and there are so many things we cannot discern
因为今天你看这个教会外表的光景
Because you see the outward condition of the church
你很难讲谁对谁错对不对
Very hard to say who is right and who is wrong.
我们不要去看谁对谁错。
Let us not see who is right and who is wrong.
我们看他那个性质是如何。
Let us evaluate the traits of those.
是出于生命的。
Is it coming out of life?
是出于圣灵的工作的。
Is it coming out?
属灵的。
Is it spiritual? Is it coming out of the spirit?
是属天的。
Is it heavenly?
是永远的。
Is it eternal?
那个就是我们可以拣选的。
Then those are the things that we can choose.
如果不是这个。
If it's not these,
你不需要去跟随的。
Then you do not need to follow such things.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
因为时局的艰难
because of this difficulties
环境的混乱
because of the chaos
各式各样不同的说法在我们的周围
because there are so many sayings around us.
神的儿女们我们属灵的光景又不够那么样的老练要分辨很不容易对不对
And if we are not practicing discernment, then it's very difficult.
你记得神所要的工作上的特性。
But brothers, remember the traits that God desires.
这不仅是神在时间工作中间神要得做的。
This is not only what God desires in time.
弟兄姊妹们，这个呢也成为我们呢里面可以分辨的一个标准。
Brothers and sisters, this could be the standard for us to discern.
其实呢，这几件事。都是今天神在教会中恢复工作中间所要得着的一些重点。
And these are the points of emphasis that God wants to accomplish in His recovery work.
我们请记得
Let us remember
神的工作
that God's work
他在乎性质
He cares about these traits
他在乎那个性质
He cares about the nature
他不在乎呢这个什么组织啊，什么方法啊，什么规模啊，他不在乎这些东西。
He does not care about methodologies or different types of measurements or things like that.
老实讲，神也不在乎人多人少的。
And he does not care how many people there are.
神在乎里面的性质。
But he cares about the nature within.
我们今天看看地上的教会。
When we look at the church today.
哎呀，那个礼拜堂盖得那么大。
They have such big buildings.
呀，那么那么多的人群
，and they have so many people attending service。
那么样子热切的一个情况
，and it seems to be such a scenario of ferventness。
但是神看不是这样
，but God does not see it in such a way。
神所注重里面的性质
because God cares about the nature within.
因为我们知道有很多假冒的东西的。
Because we know that there are many false things.
因为人也可以带动一些气氛的。
Because man may spring up excitement.
啊，有的人很有口才，也很会处理这种大场面。
And there are some who are very eloquent who can talk up a crowd.
也能把聚会炒得很热。
And they can raise the temperature of the church.
但是我们里面需要有分辨的力量。
But we need to have the power of discernment within.
否则你就迷惑了。
Otherwise, you will be misled.
这些东西一定牵动你的。
And these things will carry you away.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important matter.
所以我们知道在时间中间。
So we know that in time.
神是多么爱他所建造的教会。
God so loves the church he is building up.
那是主心中的宝贝。
That is a treasure of his heart.
所以今天我摸着教会的事情。
So today when we touch on matters of the church,
我们真的是要战惊恐惧的。
We need to have this fear and reverence.
保罗在地上侍奉主的时候。
When Paul was serving the Lord on earth.
他说他是战惊恐惧的侍奉主。
That he fears God in his service.
那我们就不能胆大妄为的侍奉主。
He serves with trembling, so we ought not to have this irreverence.
啊，今天神什么都敢做，什么事情都可以做，不对的。
Today, if we are dared to do anything, that is not the right attitude.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may God be gracious to us.
尤其在今天这个末了的时代。
Especially in these end times today.
我们好像整个教会啊，快要进入一个最黑暗的时期。
It seems that the church is entering into the darkest period.
所以求主使我们里面保有明亮的光。
So may the Lord give us this bright light.
能够分辨这个时候所有神的工作。
That we may be able to discern what is the work of God.
否则的话呢，弟兄姊妹们。
Otherwise, brothers and sisters.
我们可能会遭遇很大的亏损。
We may suffer much loss.
所以我们昨天已经讲过。
So yesterday we have shared.
以弗所书这卷书是专一讲到教会的一卷书。
Ephesians is an epistle that speaks directly of the church.
它开头就告诉我们。
In the beginning it tells us.
这是父子圣灵全力的工作所要得做的东西。
That this is a work that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is wholly committed to doing.
所以昨天晚上我们已经讲到了父与子的。他们的责任，他们的所担负的那个责任。
So yesterday we have shared on the responsibilities of the Father and the Son.
感谢神。
And we give thanks to God.
神加给我们这些蒙恩得救人身上的恩典是何其的浩大。
How great is the grace that He has bestowed on us.
那么这里不仅有父与子的工作。
And here is not only the work of the Father and of the Son.
这里也有圣灵的工作。
There's also the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们知道父子圣灵他们之间呢有一个非常完美的配合。
We know that amongst the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there's this harmonious work.
我们简单的来说的话呢
，And if we put it simply，
可以说是父做了完美的计划。
That the Father set this perfect plan.
子来成全神的计划。
And the Son accomplished this plan of his Father.
圣灵在地上来执行神的计划。
And the Holy Spirit on earth directs this plan.
所以你看见在以弗所书第一章。
And so we see in Ephesians 1.
就讲到父子圣灵之间的工作的一个和谐。
It speaks of the cooperation amongst the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
我们晓得这些都是在创世以前呢。
And we say that this already happened before the foundation of the world.
在世界还没开始的时候。
That before all things began.
他们就已经做了决定。
That they already made this decision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以神的旨意是一定永定的。
So God's will, once said, will come to pass.
神很清楚知道时间的这一段。的大的这个光景中间有太多的变化。
God is very clear that in this circle of time there are so many changes.
但是我们的神不仅是全智的神，也是全能的神。
But our God not only has set this divine plan, He is all powerful.
他们不管在时间中的变化是多少。
No matter how many changes happen in time,
神一定要让他的旨意达到成就。
God's will be accomplished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们何等需要能够明白父子圣灵的工作。
Today, how much we need to know the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
今天我们知道进入时间之后，
And we know that once we enter into this time,
不仅主耶稣基督在地上在十字架上完成了神的托付，
Not only did Christ the Son accomplish what the Father set for him on earth,
当主在十字架上最后喊说成了，
When the Lord said that it is finished on a cross,
弟兄姊妹，这里面包含的实在是一个非常伟大的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this encompassed such a great thing.
他把神所有的计划的事物在他的身上都做成了。
That all that the Father has set has been accomplished in his body.
然后现在圣灵来了，
And now the Holy Spirit has come.
要按照主耶稣基督所完成的，
Then according to what Christ has done,
把它做在每一个蒙恩得救的人身上。
To do this work in each of us who has been saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
所以呢，神差遣圣灵来到地上，
And so God sent the Holy Spirit to this earth.
我们知道这位圣灵，他做了何等伟大的工作
！And we know that this Holy Spirit has done such great work.
他一位圣灵住在千千万万的人里面
，And this Holy Spirit abides in billions of people.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果仔细读圣经
，Brothers and sisters, if we read the Bible carefully,
我们就能看见圣灵的工作是那么样的完全。
Then we will see how perfect is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么的周全，
and all comprehensive.
那么的细致，
and so detailed.
那么的深入，
and so deep.
那么样的透彻，
and so piercing.
那么样的有果效，
and so fruitful.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不能做的，圣灵全部能做的。
Brothers and sisters, what we cannot do, the Holy Spirit can do.
感谢神。神就差遣这位圣灵来到地上。
We thank God that He sent the Holy Spirit to this world.
在约翰福音第十四章那里啊。
And in Gospel of John chapter 14.
主耶稣要离开这个世界之前。
Before the Lord had to depart from this world.
他说我要求父，父就赐给你们另外一位保惠师。
He said, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper.
主耶稣在地上说他自己是保惠师。
When the Lord was on earth, He was the helper.
现在这位保惠师走了，换另外一位保惠师来了。
But now it's swapped out for another helper.
这位保惠师来了，他就要执行神的旨意。
And this helper will direct God's will on this earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我常常有时候感觉啊，
I often have this feeling.
今天在地上也有很多弟兄姊妹们很热心追求圣灵。
That there are many of those who eagerly pursue the Holy Spirit.
但是很不幸的就是，他们追求的这个圣灵呢，是非常狭窄的。
But what's unfortunate is that the Holy Spirit is so narrow to them.
只注重了一点点的恩赐。
And only provides a little bit of
this. 而看不见圣灵全面的工作。
But they are unable to see the full work of the Holy Spirit.
其实圣灵的工作是非常非常的伟大的。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is so great.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果把约翰福音仔细读一下。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the Gospel of John carefully.
如果我们把保罗的书信读一下。
If we read the epistles of Paul carefully.
我们就知道圣灵的工作远比我们所想象的要大得多了。
Then we know that the work of the Holy Spirit far exceeds our imagination.
是的，他可以把恩赐给我们。
Yes, He may provide us gifts.
今天很多基督徒只注重了所谓偏狭的一点点的恩赐。
But today, people are so focused narrowly on these gifts.
有人说，哥林多前书十二章那里有九种恩赐。
They say that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are 9 gifts.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，只要圣灵在你里面。
But I say to the brothers and sisters, as long as the Holy Spirit is in you,
这九种恩赐都在你里面。
Then these 9 spiritual gifts are in you.
如果你仔细读那里的话，
and if you read those words carefully,
那么圣灵的恩赐呢？他要不要？需不需要用？
Does the spiritual gifts provided by the Holy Spirit are they needed?
是看事情的。
You need to look at the situation.
所以那里用了一个显这个字。Manifest.
So you see the word manifest.
它在你里面。
The Holy Spirit is in you, and when you need it, when you need him, he comes out. And if you don't need the gift, he does not come out. But the gifts are all within. And this is such an amazing thing. Dear brothers and sisters, God's grace towards us is so abundant. All these spiritual gifts have this victorious life in them. Because God has given us the tools to deal with every situation we encounter. Because if we rely on our own strength, we cannot accomplish anything. So the Holy Spirit abides in us. And when we need it, he will give out these gifts. I will set an example. Give an example to you.
一个月前，我到中国。
Last month, I went to China.
主给我一个奇妙的经历。
And the Lord gave me this very amazing experience.
有一次我们到了一个地方，我不讲哪里啊。
When we came to this place, I won't say where.
那么另外带我们去的弟兄告诉我。
And the brother who took us there told me.
他说那边的弟兄们呢，负责弟兄们知道你来了。
The responsible brothers there know that you are coming.
很想跟你见见面。
And they want to meet you.
他说明天呢，中午啊，我们能，他不说能不能跟他们见见面，一起吃个午饭。
They say tomorrow at noon. Do you mind meeting with them for lunch?
当然，我说好啊，那能见弟兄，我实在心里很高兴。
And of course, I said sure. I long to see the brothers and sisters.
所以我心里面想着去吃饭。
And so in my heart, I wanted to go have lunch.
是见弟兄们交通。
To fellowship with the brothers.
我什么准备都没有啊。
And I did not prepare anything.
结果呢，我们那天中一个多钟头的路程就到了。
And then after an hour's journey, we were there.
哪里晓得，他们带我到他们的会所。
And I didn't know, but they brought me into their meeting place.
我这个门一踩进去一看呢。
And the moment I stepped through the door,
哇，就坐了100多人了。
There sat hundreds of people.
我第一个印象感觉是聚会啊。
On my first impression, oh, this is a meeting.
要讲道,
and I have to preach the word.
我一点都没有预备,
and I prepared nothing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢我的主,
we give thanks to my God.
你就看见圣灵在我们里何等的真实啊。
How real is the Holy Spirit within me?
就在几秒钟的时间里面,
in just mere seconds,
忽然一个很清楚的意念出来了。
There's this clear vision that came about.
所以我就在那里给他们讲了一个半钟头。
So there I spoke for an hour and a half.
完完整整的一篇道,
a complete message.
我自己讲自己都很稀奇。
Even me, I was amazed by my own words that came out.
主的灵在我里面不断地给我话, 我就这样交通了。
The Spirit of God kept dispensing these words through me.
后来我们离开了。
And after we left,
你负责弟兄跟那个弟兄说,
the responsible brother said to the other brother,
他说今天孙弟兄讲的这篇道正是我们所需要的。
Today, the word spoken by brother son is the word we needed at this moment.
所以弟兄姊妹你看,
so brothers and sisters,
我不知道他们的需要是什么。
I did not know what their needs were.
圣灵知道他们的需要是什么。
But the Holy Spirit knew their needs.
我愿意做主的器皿。
And I'm willing to be the vessel of
the Lord. 我没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing for me to boast of.
神的灵在我们里面, 在需要时候就显出来了。
But the Spirit of God dwells in me and it will come out.
这是何等实际的一件事情。
This is such a reality.
所以今天弟兄姊妹所有的恩赐都在你里面。
So brothers and sisters, all the spiritual gifts are in you today.
那个什么医病赶鬼这根本不在话下。
All the healing or casting out demons, these are
有需要时候他就给你恩赐。
Not all time, but when it is needed, it will come out.
今天呢，这功用在你里面是不显的，没显出来。
It is in you, but it's just not manifested.
所以你要多服侍主。
So you need to serve the Lord more.
你越多服侍主，你越有机会显。
Because the more you serve the Lord, the more opportunity there is for these gifts to be
manifested. 所以的确，圣灵可以把各样不同的恩赐给我们。
So the Holy Spirit can give us all these spiritual gifts.
你看别人行，所以我现在看别人行什么奇事、疫病、赶鬼，根本都不稀奇的。
And so if I see other people perform miracles, cast out demons, I am not amazed. There's no need to be amazed.
你说方言,翻方言,也没什么稀奇。
You translate tongues, there's nothing to be amazed at. Because the Holy Spirit acts according to our needs.
没有需要你说什么方言了,对不对啊?
If there are no needs, then what is the need for tongues?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以的确,圣灵带着诸般的恩赐进到我们的里面。
Holy Spirit, with all these spiritual gifts, now dwells in us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天圣灵在我们里面也是能力
Today, the Holy Spirit dwells in us in power.
侍奉上最大的能力是从圣灵来的
The greatest power in service comes from the Holy Spirit.
不是我们自己的能力
It is not our own strength.
所以在使徒行传一章八节
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
主的话多清楚啊
How clear is God's word?
只等圣灵降临在你们上，你们得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
你们就可以为主做见证。
And you shall be my witnesses.
我们知道初期的教会的建立是多么的艰难呐。
We know how difficult was the testimony of the early church.
因为他们有很强大的这个犹太教的背景呐。
Because they have such a strong Judaic background.
那个是完全反对主耶稣的。
And that opposed the Lord Jesus Christ.
犹太人有牢不可破的一些的传统观念的。
And they have such strong views on tradition.
要叫犹太人信主很困难的。
So to ask a Jew to be a
Christian is so difficult. 不仅有犹太人这么一个大势力。
And not only is it so strong opposition.
还当代的希腊哲学。
But from Jews, but also from the Greek philosophy. And it was the most widespread philosophy, the Greek philosophy. And they had strong knowledge background. But also the political power of the Roman kingdom. And in such an environment, if you want to build up the church, How difficult it is.
但是感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
我们的神所使用的是什么人呢
What type of person does God use?
是加利利的打鱼的人。
The fishermen from Galilee.
那些被人家看不起的无知的小民。
Those that other people do not look highly upon.
他们有什么力量，有什么智慧，能够突破这样的一个环境呢？
What power or wisdom do they have that can pierce through such an environment?
主说，只等圣灵降临在你们身上。
But God says that when the Helper comes,
你们得着能力。
You will receive power.
所以是圣灵的能力，在初期的时候，在那么一个不可能的环境里面，把教会建立起来了。
So it is the power of the Holy Spirit in such an impossible environment.
是，今天这个能力都在我们里面。
And yes, that power is in us today.
你要不知道你里面有多大的能力。
Do you not know what great power is within you?
不过呢，你引发不出来。
But sometimes you cannot express it.
我们要相信主的话。
But we need to believe in God's word.
那么我们感谢神。
And we give thanks to God.
今天这位带有丰盛恩赐和能力的这个圣灵呢？今天就住在我们的里面。
This all-powerful and spiritual gift-giving Holy Spirit now is in us.
所以约翰福音十四章啊。
So John chapter 14.
那里告诉我们说呢，这位宝惠师要住在我们的里面。
It says that he may be with you forever. He will abide with you.
当他住在我们里面的时候。
And when he abides in you.
他把父与子的同在也带到我们里面。
Then he also brings the presence of the Father and the Son.
所以在新约时代中啊。
And so in the New Testament.
这个神的同在跟旧约是不一样的。
The presence of God is different from that of the Old Testament.
旧约神的同在是需要从天上到地上来的。
In the Old Testament, God's presence came from heaven to earth.
而我们新约主的同在就在我们里面。
But in the New Testament, God's presence is within us.
其实今天神已经在我们的中间。
And indeed, God is in our midst today.
所以在约翰福音十四章那里用了几个很特别的字。
And so in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, very particular words are used.
他讲圣灵的 abide.
It says that the Spirit will abide.
这个 abide 这个字就是常经常的在。
Abide means to continually be present.
不仅经常在，并且他呢是 dwell， 是住在你里面。
And not only continually present, but dwell. It abides.
然后他再用一个字很强烈强调说在你们里面 in。
And it also uses another word in.
姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们能信这个话吗
Do we trust these words?
主就是因为知道我们小信的，所以强调再强调。
And the Lord knows we are a little faith, so He emphasizes again and again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这两天我们弟兄讲神的同在。
our brother here has shared over the past few days, the presence of God.
的确在神恢复的工作中,
indeed, in God's recovery work,
神的同在是一个重要的标志。
The presence of God is such an important mark.
所以我们需要注意神的同在。
So we need to pay attention to the presence of God.
那么为什么常常感觉失去神的同在呢?
Why does it feel that we often lose the presence of God?
因为你太忽略他了。
Because you overlook him.
主住在我们里面，你根本没注意他。
The Lord abides in you, but you overlook him.
有的基督徒啊，整天注意世界上的事。
There are some Christians that always pay attention to things of the world.
但有些爱主的弟兄姊妹呢？
But then those who love the Lord.
好像对主呢也是客客气气的啊。
And also they seem to be very timid before the Lord.
好像呢，把主请到家里面来了。
It's as if they invited the Lord into their house.
请主在坐在客厅里面。
And they invite the Lord to sit in their living room.
主啊，你坐在这里坐一坐，那我就做我自己的事去了。
And they say, Lord, you can sit here, and I'll go do my own thing.
所以你完全不理他。
And then you don't pay any attention to him.
就好像主耶稣到那个伯大尼的家里面。
Just like when the Lord went to Bethany.
那个马大呢？哦，欢迎把主欢进来。主啊，你坐在这里啊，我进厨房了。
It's like Martha who sits the Lord down and goes straight to the kitchen.
只有玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
But only Mary sat at the Lord's feet.
她把注意力摆在主身上。
And she gave her full attention to the Lord.
所以主称赞她。
So the Lord exalts Mary.
玛利亚得着是上好的福分呐。
Mary is blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢？主已经在你里面，你要注意他。
What does this mean? The Lord is already in you, but you need to
gaze upon him. 希伯来书有一句话讲得很好。
And Hebrews says this very well.
他说呢，要仰望耶稣。
That we need to gaze upon the Lord.
其实呢，那个原文的意思呢，最好是这 looking off unto Jesus.
And the original text is looking off unto Jesus.
弟兄姊妹懂得这句话的意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
忘断一切以及于耶稣。
To forget all things and to look solely at Christ.
我们呢，今天呢，太关心太多事情了。
Today we care about too many things.
这世界上吸引我们东西太多了。
There are so many things in this world that attract us.
我们周遭的人事物也太多了。
There are so many things of man
that we engage in. 我们关心都是这些人。
And we only care about these people.
甚至有一次主耶稣对门徒说啊。
And even once the Lord said to the
disciples. 因为常有穷人和你们同在啊。
And because there are those amongst you.
那个有一些 poor people.
Because the poor people are amongst you.
只是你们不常有我，你看吗？
But you do not pay attention to me.
这就是我们的问题。
But brothers, this is our
problem. 所以你疏忽主的时候，
and so when we overlook the Lord,
他就是在你里面，
but he is already in you.
也如同不在。
But we act as if he is not there.
因为你整个的注意力是在那一面。
Because our attention is elsewhere.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这真的是我们今天所有的情况啊。
This is the condition of many of us today.
你看我们活在这个世界中。哎呀，家人、亲人，哎呀，弟兄姊妹谈起来都是这个外面的事情，对吧
？Whether at home with our relatives, or with people at church, we talk about all these external things.
唯独主耶稣，我们不大注意他。
But the Lord Himself, we do not pay attention to.
所以我们常常讲有很多做礼拜的基督徒啊。
So we often say there are Sunday Christians.
真是可怜，一个礼拜呢，就到了礼拜天想起主耶稣了。
That over the course of a whole week, they only think of the Lord on one day.
所以到礼拜堂去看看他吧。
And so they go to the meeting place to remember him.
看完了散会再见。
And after the meeting is dispersed, they say goodbye.
弟兄姊妹们，你这样怎么能够享受神的同在呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can you experience the presence of God in this way?
所以呢，希伯来书作者告诉我们，把这些东西都丢开。
So the Hebrews author tells us to forsake such things.
专心仰望主耶稣。
And to look off unto Christ Jesus.
你会发现他就在你里面。
Then you will know that he is in you.
你不必把他从天上拉下来。
You do not need to drag him down from heaven.
他其实已经在我们里面。
He is already in you.
所以呢，摸到主的同在不是很难的一件事情。
And so being aware of God's presence is not difficult.
你知道弟兄运动的时候啊。
You know, during the brethren movement.
有一个弟兄叫做伯勒 ，Beller。
There's a brother named Beller.
这个弟兄啊，曾经做了一个很小小的一个比喻，很好。
And he used this analogy that was very good.
他就讲你怎么样能摸到神的同在？
How do you touch on the presence of God?
他说有一对母女啊，
So there's a mother and daughter.
Daughter. 这个小女孩很小, 年纪很小。
And the daughter is of a very young age.
妈妈呢, 在楼上做事情。
And the mother is doing things upstairs.
那个小女儿呢, 在客厅里面玩。
And the daughter is playing in the living room.
在她的感觉中知道妈妈在家的。
And she knows that her mom is at home.
她有的时候呢, 她如果里面呢, 开始有一点动摇的时候呢,
And when she feels something uneasy in her heart,
她说很简单,
it's very simple.
这小孩只要喊一声,
the daughter just needs to cry out.
小孩, 小女孩喊说, 妈!
The daughter just says, Mom.
所以妈妈说, 哎!
And the mom replies, Yes.
这个小孩就很开心了。
And then the daughter is so happy to hear the response, knowing that the mom is there.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
主给我们信心,
God has given us faith.
你只要运用信心,
You need to use this faith. Then you will be aware of the presence of God. Because the Holy Spirit is in you today.
但是弟兄姊妹确实,
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们忽略他,
if we overlook him,
如果我们不在意他,
if we don't pay attention to him, then we might be like those of the Old Testament. As if that the Lord is very far away from us.
我昨天已经讲了,
we said that yesterday that in life we are already united with
Christ.
Today, the Lord is in us.
哎呀,
and as I reflect on days past,
我1959年得救,
I was saved in 1959.
但是呢, 在1970年的时候, 我才真正懂得什么叫神的同在。
But in 1970 was when I truly understood what the presence of God meant.
从那一天开始起,我的生命有了很大的一个改变。
And only from that time on, my life went through a transformation.
我知道每时每刻我可以活在主的同在里面。
I know that in every moment, I have the presence of God.
这个不能讲太多啊,这是我们弟兄的题目。
Share too much on this. This is the burden, a topic of our brother.
感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
今天圣灵奉差遣到地上来要做神荣耀旨意的事, 他怎么做呢?
That the Holy Spirit wants to do this glorious work of God. What is this work?
How does
he
do it? 他住在你里面做。
He abides in you and does this work.
所以弟兄姊妹你要知道你跑不掉的啊。
So brothers and sisters, you can't run away from this.
你到哪里, 圣灵都在你里面。
Where you are, the Holy Spirit is in you.
我们以前呢, 总是领会说神在外面做工, 对不对?
When we used to lead the meetings, you say, God is doing work on the outside.
如果神从外面做工,
if God is doing work on the outside, you can run away from
him. 他现在住在你里面,
but if he abides in you, where will you run off to?
的确你跑到哪里,
Wherever you run off to, he will be there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主给我们何等大的一个恩典啊,
this is a great grace that God has given us.
圣灵有无限的忍耐在我们身上,
and the Holy Spirit has unlimited forbearance in
一点一点地改变我们,
us. And changing us bit by bit.
因为他在我们里面,
because he is in us.
所以你想什么他都知道,
so whatever you think of, he knows.
Yeah, 所以你讲错话, 他要告诉你的,
so if you say something you shouldn't have said,
你做错事,
he'll tell you.
他要光照你的,
did something wrong, he will tell you. Shine a light on it.
你看神的工作多么神是多么爱我们呢,
you see how much God loves us.
你不要觉得这个很麻烦呢,
don't think that this is very difficult. As if your life is now restrained and you have no freedom.
不,这是神的大爱啊。
No, this is the great love of God.
我常常想, 圣灵住在我们里面舒服吗?
And I often say, is the Holy Spirit dwelling within us a comfortable thing?
我们常常讲主耶稣降生在马槽里,很多弟兄姊妹读到了就掉眼泪,对不对?
We often read when the Lord was born in a manger, many brothers and sisters shed tears at this fact.
实在认真讲,我们的里面比马槽还糟糕的。
But inwardly, our hearts are worse than a manger.
圣灵啊,有何等样的忍耐? 住在我们里面呢?
And what great patience the Holy Spirit has to abide in us.
所以还好我们得救的时候, 神给我们个新生命。
And so when we are saved, we have this new life.
我们一个新的灵,
we have this new spirit.
所以圣灵就住在我们那个心灵里面。
And this Holy Spirit dwells in this new spirit.
神不能住在我们肉体里面, 那太可怕了。
The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in our bodies. That would be terrifying.
感谢我们的神。
But we give thanks to our God.
他借着圣灵的工作, 让我们看出他那
Through the work of the Holy Spirit, we see His infinite compassion, changing us every day, changing us in every matter. And whatever he asks of, he first gives us this grace.
他叫你做好，他一定给你做好的能力。
And if he tells you to do good, he will give you the ability to do good.
所以这是多么大的一个恩典。
So what a great grace this is.
所以今天呢
，So today，
我们对于这位住在我们里面的圣灵啊
，When we look at this Holy Spirit that dwells in us，
到底我们应该有什么责任呢
？What responsibilities do we have？
啊，第一个
，First，
要清楚明白神的旨意。
You need to be clear on what the will of God is.
第二个点,
the second point,
信而顺服,
you need to trust and obey.
相信他,
believe in him.
顺服他,
be obedient to him.
所以在新约圣经里面,
and so in the New Testament,
论到圣灵的工作, 对我们的要求最多的就是顺服。
The work of the Holy Spirit that works in us the most is obedience.
我们知道我们的顺服是多么的不容易。
And we know that our obedience is not easy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
父子圣灵在创立世界以前
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit before the foundations of the world,
他们已经把他们的工作分配好了
They have already segregated this work amongst them.
所以圣灵到地上来不能做别的事情的
And so the Holy Spirit cannot do any other work on this world.
他一定是向着神荣耀的旨意而去的
He will act in accordance with God's will.
虽然在我们里面这个工作是巨大又艰难的
Even though there's great difficulty for this great work.
我们人实在太复杂了
Man is so complicated.
一个人就很复杂
One individual is so complicated.
整个教会更复杂
Then the whole church is even more complicated.
全教会就复杂得不得了
And the entire church is beyond complicated.
你看看圣灵所背负的这个担子是多么的沉重啊
You see how great is this burden that the Holy Spirit
所以今天神只能把教会交在圣灵的手中
And so the Father and Son has given the church to the Holy Spirit
我常常想到这件事情我们里面就满心的感谢我的主
And so when I consider this, I am filled with thanks to God
我们这是侍奉主的人呢
Today, as we who serve the Lord
今天在教会里面做着负责弟兄姊妹的人呢
And those who are responsible, brothers and sisters
我们只不过是学习服事啊
We are merely learning how to serve
老实讲神的儿女在我们手中是受苦的
God's work is suffering in our hands
我们每次想到这个我在主面都感觉很亏欠呢、啊
And I often feel ashamed of this.
我这几十年，我有让我的弟兄姊妹们得到多少好处吗
？Have I allowed brothers and sisters to receive any benefit from?
我们的个性、我们的脾气、我们自己的看法，常常都给别人带来很大的祸患。
Our personality, our temperament, our opinions often give much trouble to others.
所以神早知道我们不可靠的，你知道吗
？So the Lord, God already knows that we are not dependable.
所以神把我们是交在圣灵的手中。
And so God has given us over to the Holy Spirit.
我记得从前曾经讲过，圣灵就是神的手。
I've once said that the Holy Spirit is the hand of God.
因为在旧约圣经里面，有时候这个灵就是手啊。
And because in the Old Testament, the Spirit is the hand.
神知道他的儿女只有他亲手可以做的。
The Lord knows the brothers and sisters. Only He personally can do it.
他绝不让别人来做的。
He does not dare let anybody else do it.
他也不能把我们交给天使。
And He cannot hand us over to angels.
哇，好多基督徒啊！这今天哇，我看见天使，你看见天使有什么用啊
？Many Christians today we focus on angels. What point is there to looking at angels?
我说天使没有人性的。
Angels do not have man's nature.
他不会同情你的。
They cannot sympathize with you.
你一软弱，他把你杀掉。
If you are weak, they will kill you.
你还去招惹天使，神没有把我们交在天使手中。
And so you dare mess with angels. The God did not hand us over to angels.
乃是在圣灵的手中。
But it is in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
所以实在来讲，教会真正的建造者是圣灵。
So when we speak in reality, the church is handed over to the Holy Spirit for the building up
work. 所以《使徒行传》也成为圣灵的行传。
And so the book of Acts is also the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》，你们看见外面是使徒们，是些人，对吧
？On the outward, you see the apostles working, but in reality,
但是背后其实是圣灵在带领他们。
It is the Spirit working in the background.
他们只不过是圣灵手中的器皿。
They're the people are but the vessels.
所以今天呢，我们跟圣灵之间要有美好的配合。
And so we have this partnership with the Spirit today,
那么你就能成为个有用的工具。
Then only will you become a useful tool.
但是呢，如果我们没有好的学习操练，跟圣灵的配合是何等的困难呢？
But if we do not learn how to cooperate with the Spirit, then it will be so difficult.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
是圣灵能够支配这些使徒们。
It is the Holy Spirit that can govern and arrange these apostles.
所以他们在各处的服事，才能够显出真正的果效。
So that they can equip them to bear fruit in what they do.
所以因此今天呢，我们对于侍奉啊，我们下一个非常准确重要的一个定义。
And so we need to establish something very important when it comes to service.
凡是不在圣灵手中的，
if there's something not in the hands of the Holy Spirit,
这些工作都不是神的工作。
Then these works are not the works of God.
根本就不是侍奉神。
Because they do not serve God at all.
你是在做你自己的事情。
You are doing your own thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
属灵的侍奉是圣灵引导出来的服事。
Spiritual service is led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道，只有出于圣灵的工作出来的。
So we know that only things that come out of the work of the Holy Spirit,
它才具备生命的，具备属灵的、属天的、永远的性质在里面。
Then they will have the traits of life, spiritual, heavenly, and eternal.
感谢主。
So we give thanks to God.
如果你是被圣灵所使用，顺服圣灵而有的服事，
If you are led by the Spirit, if you obey the leading of the Spirit, when you serve,
这个侍奉的果效将来会回到根源。
Then the fruits of this service will last to the very end. Otherwise, it will be eliminated in this time. We see throughout the course of human history, so many things they boast of has been eliminated. And so today, we need to have this wisdom. We give thanks to our God.
时间之前，
that before time,
父子圣灵在做计划的时候，
when the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are crafting this plan,
在根源上， 父就把时间中的工作托付给圣灵，
that at the origin, God has handed over the work to the Holy Spirit.
时间还没开始就已经做了决定，
that before time even began, this work has been set.
感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
所以因此呢， 他被称作是奉差遣的灵。
And so this is a spirit sent from God.
我们知道这个奉差遣的意思，
And what does it mean to be sent from the Father?
奉差遣的意思呢， 就是有目的的。
Because it is sent from the Father, there is a purpose to it.
对不起， 我的时间又过了， 是吧？
Apologies, did I go over time again?
是到几点了， 我忘了。
8:30.
8:30. 8:30.
Okay, then we have some more time.
做得产业的一个凭据，
and the second is the pledge of our inheritance.
那么我们知道天底下这么多人， 对不对啊？
And we know that there are so many people under in on earth.
将来我们假设有天堂， 来到天堂大门口了，
and if we ever go to the gates of heaven,
哇，这么多人都来了，
then there are so many people that are here.
哪些人是可以进去， 哪些人是被留下的呢？
Who can enter through the gates and who will be left behind?
哎， 原来你信主的那一天，
the day you believed in the Lord,
圣灵就在你身上打上了印，
the Holy Spirit has marked the seal on you.
凡有圣灵印记的，
and those who have the seal of the Holy Spirit,
那么都可以进去，
then they can enter in.
所以在回归的时候，
and so at when we return,
神是绝对不会错的，
God will never be wrong.
今天呢， 这个呢， 在我们的生活经历中间呢， 也有它的用意。
And today, even in our daily actions, there is this meaning.
如果你的工作具备有神所要的那些特性， 圣灵就打上印， 证实这是真的。
If what we do aligns with God's nature, then the Holy Spirit will seal it.
将来呢， 你到主跟前可以得奖赏的。
And then when you come before the Lord, you can obtain your reward.
那么他也作为我们得产业的一个凭据。
And then the Holy Spirit is also a pledge of our inheritance.
在以弗所书第一章十一节那里。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11,
讲到我们在基督里可以得着基业，得着产业。
It says that in Christ we have obtained an inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
有很多人想说这个产业是什么东西啊？
Many people ask, what is this inheritance?
当然，你不要用物质的观念去想啊。
Of course, do not think of it in a materialistic way.
那将来绝对不是物质的东西。
Because it will not be a material thing.
那是在基督里面所有的丰富。
But it is the riches of Christ.
我想我们今天先不去猜测这些东西。
And so today we will not delve deep into that.
但是呢，圣灵在我们里面保证。
But the Holy Spirit guarantees.
你可以，他做职的意思就是说呢，有人讲这个也可以翻作是 sample， 一个好像是试吃的东西一样的啊。
So people said that you can interpret this as a sample of something.
你在圣灵的带领中，你可以预尝基督的恩典。
That with the Holy Spirit, you can.Sample the riches of Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹，你有尝过主恩滋味的人，你就知道那是何等美善了，对吧
？And if you have sampled this, then you will know what a great thing it is.
我今天呢，只让你尝一点。
Today I've only tasted a little.
那么告诉你，有这一点，将来就有很大的大宗的东西。
And today I sample a little bit, but at the end I will receive the full thing, the great thing.
所以我们感谢主。
So we give thanks to our Lord.
我们呢？知道这个圣灵给我们这一点的得着，告诉你将来你就能够得着更大更多的。
The Holy Spirit allows us to get a taste now before we receive the thing in its entirety.
你今天试着的这一点的品质
，and the sampling that you do today，
那是会不改变的品质，将来天上就是这么丰富。
It's a sample of something that cannot change. It is so rich in the end.
所以大卫曾经说啊。
So David once said.
在诗篇十六篇里面他讲到。
It says this in Psalm 16.
耶和华是我的产业。
That the Lord is my inheritance.
坐落在佳美之处。
The portion of my inheritance.
所以你要相信啊，将来神给每一个神的儿女的那个产业都是非常美好的。
The lines are following me too in pleasant places, so you understand that.What the Lord has prepared is so great.
Yeah, 我们不要想说，哎呦，保罗那么爱主，恐怕他那个产业啊，那是很高级的。我这个呢，哎呀，不行，大家主啊，给我个那个些低级的一点东西就可以了，对吧？不是。
We may think that Paul being so faithful that he will get such a great reward, but inheritance. But we will get inheritance of a lesser degree.
我们要感谢神。
It's not like this, but we give thanks to God.
我们的神是神。他不是人。
Our God is God. He is not man.
我们父的爱是为着每一个神的儿女都预备产业。
Our Father's love has prepared an inheritance for us all.
哇，你说神的儿女这么多，你怎么预备每个人都产业？你放心啊。
There are so many people. How can God prepare an inheritance for all these people? But take heart.
神是极其伟大丰富的。
But God is so abundant.
当我们每个弟兄姊妹在地上。在生活中天天经历基督的丰富
that as we experience the riches of Christ each day
我们大家合在一起的教会就显出基督的丰满
then when we come together the church will express the fullness of Christ
所以如果呢教会中只有几个人呢是得着基督的其他的都是马马虎虎的这个教会就很贫穷了
and so if there are some who have gained Christ but the majority Or lackadaisical, then there will be nothing.
我们怎么样能够进入基督的丰富呢
？How do we enter into the fullness of Christ？
圣经告诉我们，这位圣灵也被称作是真理的圣灵。
The Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth.
你知道在圣经里面，真理有三个方面的。
You know that in the Bible, truth there are three aspects.
我们知道主耶稣是真理。
We know that the Lord is the truth.
主所说的话是真理。
What our Lord Jesus says is the truth.
圣灵也是真理。
And we know that the Spirit is truth.
这个中间有个非常重要的关系。
And there is an important relationship amongst this.
那么这就告诉我们，真理的灵来了，它解开真理的话语。
It says that when the Spirit of truth comes, it will allow us to open the word of truth,
就能把基督那个真理里面的丰富流露出来。
Then the riches of the Lord's truth will come out.
所以你读主的话，你需要圣灵来解开它。
So when you read God's word, you need the Holy Spirit to open it up.
你才能够得到基督的丰富。
Then will you receive the riches of Christ.
我们感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
因此呢，神的话在我们里面发出亮光了。
Because of this, the word of God shines in us.
就可以指引我们，可以教导我们。
Then it can lead us and instruct us.
我们都知道，在侍奉上最重要的时候，你要得到属灵的原则，对不对？
We know that when we serve, we need to understand a spiritual principle.
你有了原则，你就有路了。
Because when you have the principle, then you have the pathway.
那么这个原则怎么得做呢？
But how do you receive this principle?
需要圣灵解开主的话，你能看见基督的意义。
You need the Holy Spirit to open up God's word for you to see the meaning of Christ.
所以我们英国那个斯派克弟兄讲，所有属灵的原则都是基督的意义。
And so, Brother Sparks has said that all the spiritual principles is the meaning of Christ.
这个话非常重要。
And this is an important saying.
所以今天在教会里面治理，你怎么治理？你凭着自己不行，你读主的话，主的话有亮光，你就有路。
If you rely on yourself, you cannot do anything. But when you read the word of God and the light is shown, then
主的话一解开，我们就进入基督的丰富了。
And when the word of God is opened up, then we can enter into the fullness of Christ.
这些话就从你里面的享受和满足啊。
And this is something that we can enjoy in the spirit.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事情。
What a great important matter this is.
圣灵也引导我们进入属灵的征战。
And God is leading us into spiritual warfare.
圣灵是征战的灵。
And the spirit is a spirit of warfare.
你看旧约的那个约书亚记。
And when you read Joshua in the Old
Testament, 以色列人怎么样能得着迦南美地呢？
And how did the people gain Canaan?
是耶和华军队的元帅带领他们打仗。
It is God Himself leading them into battle.
所以他们势如破竹，打败了这个迦南地的仇敌的众王。
So they are able to destroy all the enemies in the promised land.
能够进入产业。
And they can receive the land.
同样在地上，我们有时候碰见属灵的征战。
And so today, when we encounter spiritual warfare,
你靠着圣灵征战，那么你就能够进入那个产业。
If you rely on the Holy Spirit, then you can enter into that inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我想我没有再多的时间啊。
And I don't think I have much time left.
再去解释关于圣灵这许多的工作。
To explain the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么在这里我要提醒一件重要的事情。
But here I would like to offer a reminder.
因为圣灵的工作太广大、太丰富了。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is so great and grand.
所以约翰到晚年的时候呢
，So John, Apostle John, his latter years.
他把整个圣灵所有的工作集中在一件事情上面。
He sees all the work of the Holy Spirit gathered into one thing.
那就是膏油。
Which is the anointing.
你要顺服膏油。
You need to obey the anointing.
圣灵所有的工作都在里面。
Because all the work of the Holy Spirit is in it.
哎呀，我们实在感谢神的怜悯啊！
So we give thanks to the mercy of God. God knows that we are weak.
啊，我们要叫我们跟随圣灵，这跟随呢很难。你只要跟着膏油就可以了。
It's very difficult for us to follow the Holy Spirit, but all we need to do is to submit to an anointing.
膏油是总结圣灵一切事物的。
Because the anointing summarizes all the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天在我们的生活中
，So today in our living,
弟兄姊妹，跟随膏油，我想不是一件很难的事情。
If we follow the anointing, it is not a difficult thing.
我们真是满心的感谢主。
We truly give thanks.
父计划了
to God. The Father plans.
成全了
The Son accomplishes.
今天圣灵在时间中正在我们身上执行。
And the Holy Spirit is leading our steps today to accomplish His purpose.
所以，对我们今天在地上的圣徒来讲
，And so to us saints on this world today,
紧紧的跟随圣灵是非常重要的一件事情。
Closely following after the Holy Spirit is so important.
所以我很喜欢宾路易斯母所的一句话。
And so, we treasure something said by Penn Lewis.
Mrs. Penn Lewis.
Mrs. Penn Lewis.
Penn Lewis 姊妹讲了一句很有名的话。
Sister Penn Lewis said something very precious.
她说：“你跟随圣灵呢，必须跟随到一个冷血的地步。”
冷血。
啊，她说你要。Cold blood to follow the Holy Spirit.
You need to be cold-blooded to follow the Holy Spirit.
听懂了吗
？Do you understand this?
就是呢，圣灵只要在你里面一带领你，最小的事你都要顺服。
That's the saying, when the Holy Spirit leads you, even in the smallest matter, you need to follow Him.
不管我们自己里面的意念有多强，我们的感觉有多少，顺服。
And no matter what, how much desire we have or what we think, we need to obey.
就是不讲理由的顺服。
And obeying without any reason.
你放心，圣灵绝不会错。
Obeying without any excuse, don't worry, the Spirit will not be wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我把圣灵的工作最后呢, 我把它综合在几个点上,
I will summarize the work of the Holy Spirit in a few points.
鼓励我们弟兄姊妹们,
to encourage brothers and sisters.
你如果今天好好地跟随圣灵,
if today you follow after the Holy Spirit well,
你可以在今生就可以丰丰富富经历基督的丰盛。
In this lifetime, you can experience abundantly the riches of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
要享受基督的丰富吗?
Do you want to experience the riches of Christ? 跟着圣灵。 Then follow after the Holy Spirit.
如果第二件事情, 如果跟随圣灵的带领,
If you do not follow after the Holy Spirit,
你可以明白神在基督身上的那个旨意。
Oh, if you do follow the Holy Spirit, then you can understand the will of the Father.
圣灵对你来讲是一本解开的书。
Because the Holy Spirit opens this up to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这个实在是极其的宝贵。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is such a precious thing.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
我们可以避开人为教导上的错误。
Then we can avoid making the mistakes of man's leading.
我们知道今天在基督教里面充满着各种人的教导。
We know that there is so much instruction of man in today's church.
那有的好的属灵东西是对的，有的很多的错误。
And there may be some spiritual things that are right, but there are so many wrong.
约翰告诉我们，你只要跟着膏油走。
But John says that if you follow the anointing,
不用人教导你什么，你就明白。
No one needs to teach you, and you will come to understand.
所以教会的历史证明一件事情呢。
And so what the history of the church has proven.
人那个错误的教训，常常带来的影响是非常大的。
The consequences of man's erroneous teachings is so drastic.
造成千万人的亏损。
Billions have suffered loss because of that.
我记得一个弟兄曾经跟我讲。
I remember a brother once told me.
他说我曾经跟着一个人二十年。
I used to follow someone for 20 years.
到最后发觉错了。
And then he realized he was wrong at the end.
他非常痛懊恼痛苦地告诉我。
And he told me this so painfully.
他说弟兄啊，我人生最好的那二十年跟错了。
He said, brother, the most 20 years of my life, the most productive 20 years of my life, I followed the wrong person.
无可后悔。
And there's no, nothing to do but regret.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
是我们愿意接受很多属灵上的一些的东西的教导。
Yes, we are willing to receive much instruction regarding spiritual things.
但是你里面有分辨的力量。
But you have the power of discernment in you.
如果你好好跟随圣灵,
if you follow after the Holy Spirit well,
避开这些错误的教导。
Then you will avoid these erroneous things.
第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
如果你能好好跟随圣灵。
If you can follow closely after the Holy Spirit.
你能正确地奔走神的路。
If you can correctly walk on this path of the Lord.
不偏左右地跟随主的路。
And not go astray and follow after him closely.
感谢神。
Then thank God.
两千年的历史过来了。
Then over 2,000 years of history.
地上教会中太多的事情都起变化了。
There are so many changes regarding the church today.
那么今天我们侍奉主，我们跟随什么呢？
But today, when we serve the Lord, what do we follow?
所以有两件事情。
So there are two things.
是两千年来都不会改变的。
That will not change, has not changed over 2,000 years.
一个是住在我们里面的圣灵。
One is the Holy Spirit abiding in us.
另外还有一个在我们手中的圣经。
And also the Bible in our hand.
两千年没有改变。
Has not changed for 2,000 years.
所以今天呢，实在来讲。我们在各地的聚会的侍奉就是根据这个。
And so today we can say that the service of all the assembly should be based on this.
不是根据传统，也不是根据什么人的教导。
Or some person's teaching.
所以我几十年前我到西雅图的时候。
So decades ago when I went to Seattle.
因为我们来聚会的弟兄姊妹各宗各派的人都有。
Our congregation has people from all denominations.
我说我在这里服侍主。
I said that I am here to serve the Lord.
我不是根据我的背景。
I'm not relying on my background.
那么我的背景曾经给我带来很多祝福。
And my background may have given me many benefits.
但是我不是根据背景。
But I do not rely on this background.
我根据圣经。
I rely on the Bible.
根据圣灵在我里面的带领在这里服侍。
Depend on the leading of the Holy Spirit within me.
弟兄姊妹，我跟他们讲我没有背景。
Brothers and sisters, I tell them I have no background.
但他们呢不相信。
But they did not believe.
他说你这个聚会所的背景。 local church.
Oh, but you have the background of the local church.
你的口音就把你露出来了。
Your accent has revealed this.
你个加利利口音改不了。
You cannot change your accent.
这个是真的改不了。
And of course, we cannot change this.
我中国人就是中国人,
I may have lived in America for decades, but I'm a Chinese person. But I do not need to base it off of my Chinese experience. And so our service today must be based off of the Bible and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can lead us to walk the path of correctness. You see so many dark periods throughout the history of the church. When those people walked out of the darkness, it is because the Holy Spirit opened up the word and granted them light to walk out of the darkness. And our last point, the fifth point,
只有跟随圣灵，使我们能达到神终极的目的。Only
by following the leading of the Holy Spirit can we accomplish God's final goal.
能够真正的归回根源。Then
we can truly return to the origin.
而不受任何的亏损。And
not have any loss.
我们能被磨成基督的形象。Then
we can be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们能被建造成为基督的身体。Then
we can be built up into the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，So
brothers and sisters,
在时间中,
in time.
神积极所做的工具是要得着一个完美的身体。
The work of God is to obtain this complete body.
今天这个工作正在我们弟兄姊妹身上进行着。
Today, this work is in process in each of us.
盼望主给我们有足够的亮光。
May the Lord grant us sufficient light.
我们也知道今天时间已经来到尽头了。
We know that time is coming to its end.
这是个紧迫的时代。
This is a time of great urgency.
还有一点点的时候。
And while we still have a while,
可能主就回来了。Then
the Lord may return.
所以我们求主在这一点时间当中,
so we pray that in this moment,
真正对着我们的心说话,
that he may truly speak to our hearts,
让我们在见他面的日子,
so that on the day that we see him again,
每一个弟兄姊妹都是欢欢喜喜的,
that all the brothers and sisters will be full of joy,
是没有人受亏损的,
and there will be no one who is suffering loss.
所以请我们记得,
so let us remember,
神开, 起头所定规的心意,
that the will that God has established at the beginning will be accomplished at the very end. So we do not need to see all the failures of our condition today. May our hearts be encouraged. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在需要你自己的怜悯。
Lord, we need your mercy.
时候是这么的紧迫,
that time is of great urgency. We need you to work in us. Let us obey the leading of the Holy Spirit within us. Remove all of our rebellion and opposition and disobedience, and let us follow after the Holy Spirit to enter into what Christ has already accomplished, and so that our own individual condition may change, and let us also see a change in the condition of all the assemblies.
主啊,
Lord, may you allow us to escape from this terrifying environment, and let us follow after you with the nature of your work. May your heart be pleased in our midst.
我们真是把这些日子说，从你领受的话语重新一次交在你的恩手中。
We once again give back to you this gracious word you have given to us.
求你借着真理的圣灵,
that through the Spirit of truth,
引我们进入实际的经历,
allow us to enter into this reality.
主啊, 谢谢你那极大的恩典,
Lord, thank you for this great grace.
也谢谢你的宽容和忍耐,
and thank you for your compassion and forbearance.
垂听我们的祷告,
may you hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray this in our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.